Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the third of our five-part series of excerpts from my new book, Supercoach, 10 Secrets to Transform Anyone's Life. And today's audiobook excerpt is from a section called The Hedgehog of Wisdom. And it's all about the simplicity of making decisions when you start to see what decisions really are and where they come from. There is a line from the Greek poet Archilochus, which is generally translated as, "The fox knows many things, but the hedgehog knows one big thing." While foxes might be cunning and able to devise hundreds of strategies for catching unsuspecting hedgehogs off guard and eating them for dinner, the hedgehog has only one defensive strategy: to curl up in a ball, spiky spines exposed, and wait until the fox or other predator gives up and goes away. When it comes to making decisions, it seems to me that we have the same choice: to devise 1,000 strategies for happiness and success, or to find one thing that really works and do it 1,000 times. The obvious question is this: what's the one thing? After nearly 30 years of coaching individuals and groups from nearly every walk of life, I can say with confidence that the people who do really well over time are often not the smartest or best read. They can be introvert or extrovert, seemingly self-assured or apparently neurotic and insecure. What they all have in common is that they have an unusually high degree of trust in their own sense of knowing, and a willingness to follow that sense right up to and occasionally over the edge of an apparent cliff, if that's what it's guiding them to do. In other words, they have a deep relationship with and abiding faith in the wisdom within. The fact that so many of us are so out of touch with that inner knowing is simply the result of a lifetime of fox training. We've been innocently taught from the time we were born that the right answers to our most important questions are out in the world around us, waiting to be found. So we search and we seek, and sure enough, there are thousands of people only too willing to share their best advice on how to find happiness, get everything we want, and outfox the other foxes to make our way in the world. But meanwhile, the deeper mind, our inner knowing, is quietly whispering and occasionally shouting words of guidance, common sense, and direction in our ear. Sometimes that guidance takes the form of a no-brainer yes or a no-brainer no that makes decision-making effortless. More often than not, people experience it as a simple feeling of on track or off track that lets them know when to hold back and when to jump in with both feet, even if what they're jumping into seems way over their head at the time. Ironically, the more we think about this inner knowing, the harder it is to feel, which is why most of us intuitively know that when the outcome seems to really matter, it's worthwhile pausing for breath and letting things settle before jumping ahead or pulling back. But even when we lose our way, wisdom never leaves us. And when we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that our relationship with and faith in wisdom is all we need to live a life rich with meaning, purpose, and joy, it gets easier to hear its words. And the fox of our cleverness doesn't need to be fed quite so often, and we begin to spend more and more of our time attending to the hedgehog of wisdom. The more we look within, the more we see. The more we see, the easier it is to do. And life gets better, moment by moment, one lovely day at a time. This kind of common sense, innate wisdom approach to life is always available to us, but we spend so much of our time preoccupied, caught up in the whirlwind of our thoughts, that we don't notice it. And on the rare occasions when we do notice it, we often ignore it, hoping that our intellect can find an answer more in keeping with what we hope will turn out to be true. I was explaining this idea in a meeting with a potential corporate client one day when one of the women in the room asked for an example. I went with the first one that popped into my head, that nearly every woman I've talked to who has come out the other side of a bad marriage has told me that she knew not to marry the guy at some point before getting far enough down the aisle to say, "I do." Before I could even finish my example, another of the women in the room burst into tears. It turned out that she was engaged to be married and was doing her best to ignore her wisdom because she didn't want to let anyone down. "Besides," she asked me, "how do I know whether that's some kind of inner wisdom or just fear?" I was tempted to say, "Ask your wisdom," but I offered her the following guidelines. Wisdom is ever present and always kind. Wisdom is sometimes soft, but always clear. Wisdom has an obviousness to it when you hear it, even if it's completely invisible to you until you do. Wisdom often comes disguised as common sense, but in reality is extremely uncommon in usage. Wisdom is right there inside you, just waiting for you to allow it to guide you. You need only be quiet and listen. When you relax into it, you'll almost always know what to do. So why is decision-making so difficult for so many of us so much of the time? Because we get caught up in a whirlwind of thinking that our future well-being is dependent on making the right decision now, and that in some way we could or should know in advance how things will turn out. But what if you couldn't make a mistake because you can't know how things will turn out in advance, and you can never know how things would have turned out if you'd done things differently? What if you are always doing the best you can given the thinking you have that looks real to you? The secret of effective decision-making is simply this. There's no such thing as a decision. You either know what to do or you don't. Now, at first glance, that might just seem silly. What about all the decisions you've already made in your life about where to live, what profession to pursue, and which people to spend your time or even your life with? Well, let me ask you a few questions. Did you decide which butt cheek to lean on right now, or which foot to have most of your weight on if you're standing up? Did you decide to take your last inhale or when to exhale? What about the dozens of decisions you need to make walking down the hallway at the office or down the aisles of a supermarket about whom to smile at and whom to ignore? The fact is, we're making thousands of apparent decisions every day without ever having to think about them, or in most cases, even noticing them. What we call decisions are just those difficult-looking things we see when we drop out of the flow of our inner knowing and get caught back up in our habitual thinking. As the secret in this session points out, in any given moment, you either know what to do or you don't. When you do, life is easy. When you don't, life is easy too, unless you try to force yourself to answer a question you already know you don't know the answer to. Super coaching tip: follow the flip. Here's one of my favorite ways of demonstrating to yourself that underneath the noise of your thinking, you already know what to do. Think of a decision you'd like to make. It can be as seemingly inconsequential as where you'll have lunch today, or as important as which person you'll marry or which career path you'll take. You're going to make this decision in the next 60 seconds. Now take out a coin and decide which of your options corresponds to heads and which to tails. Ready? In a moment, I'm going to ask you to flip the coin. If it's heads, you're going to take option A, and if it's tails, you're going to take option B. Before I do that, you have to promise to abide by the decision of the universe as signified by the coin flip. Now, just for fun, before we go any further, which way do you hope it lands, heads or tails? Okay, the moment of truth has arrived. Take a deep breath, flip the coin, and see which way your life has landed. Quick question for you. How do you feel about that? Relieved? Excited? Disappointed? If you played along, you almost certainly experienced a physical, visceral response, seemingly to the flip of the coin, but in actuality to the thinking that passed through your mind simultaneously. The way you felt before the coin was flipped and the way you felt afterward are fantastic access points to your inner wisdom. Remember, it doesn't matter which way the coin landed. The feeling you had while it was in the air and the feeling after it landed will tell you all you need to know. I hope you enjoyed that. Seeing that one simple thing about decisions has probably made more of a difference in my life and the lives of my clients than almost anything that I've seen. So I hope you will find it helpful as well. If you want to learn more about the book, Supercoach, you can go to michaelneal.org/supercoach, and you'll find more written excerpts and audio excerpts and a whole online program, a Supercoach self-coaching program that are all there to assist you in getting more out of the book and more out of yourself. Until next time, have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.